With Charlotte already exceeding last year's number of homicides, Police Chief Kerr Putney pointed the finger today at Mecklenburg County's new bail policy. The Chief Magistrate, Khalif Rhodes, has said he prefers to issue criminal summons instead of requiring people to post bail. Putney says he believes that has led to an increase in violent crimes. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
During a news conference Wednesday, CMPD invited local activist Marcus Philemon of Judicial Watch to speak. Philemon criticized recent changes made by Rhodes, the chief magistrate, and Chief District Judge Reagan Miller, who supervises him.
About a year ago, the bail bond policy changed. There are no more minimums. There's no consistency. These magistrates do not have to set. They can set a zero bond amount, and it's happening.
Then Police Chief Kerr Putney spoke. He wouldn't name Rhodes and Miller by name, but said,
"The system doesn't have equal accountability, and until we get there, you can plug and play any name you choose."
He criticized the new bail policy and the practice of allowing some people charged with a violent crime to be released with electronic monitoring. Putney said his department has made changes in the past 2 years, which came about after the police shooting of Keith Scott and the protests that followed. He said others in the judicial system need to do the same thing. He also criticized the media.
"I just posed a question. Who's holding accountable every other step in the justice process? I don't have to point fingers. You should follow the facts, just like we do in any investigation. The challenge, though, that would be journalism, not simple reporting." Yeah, I took that shot, too.
Putney said he recently called Miller, the chief district judge. He said he'd not heard back. Miller and Rhodes have no comment, according to Pam Escobar, an outreach administrator with the Mecklenburg Courthouse. Escobar pointed to a study earlier this year by the nonprofit think tank, MDRC, which said that Mecklenburg's new pretrial release program did not affect the percentages of defendants who showed up to court or who were charged with new crimes while waiting for their cases to be resolved. But CMPD said that people released with electronic monitoring have become a problem. Last month, for instance, one person was killed during a shooting uptown in front of an apartment building that was hosting a high school graduation party. CMPD said one of the people involved had electronic monitoring. Putney said he supports electronic monitoring to an extent.
"If you've committed violence, if you've tried to kill somebody, EM shouldn't even be an option. You should not be on the streets so you could kill again."
Putney has not been shy in leveling public criticism. In May, he chided some city council members for not giving CMPD enough support. And earlier this year, after the police shooting of Donquarius Franklin at a Burger King on Batesford Road, Putney said elected officials should, quote, stay in their lane. That was a reference to Councilmember Braxton Winston for going to the scene of the shooting. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.